Isaiah chapter 54. Sing, O barren, you who did not bear, break forth into singing and cry out aloud, you who did not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, says Yahweh. Enlarge the places of your tent, and let them stretch out the curtains of your habitations. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, because you're going to break forth in the right hand and on the left, and your descendants will inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Do not fear, because you will not be ashamed, neither be confounded, because you will not be put to shame. For you will forget the shame of your youth, and will not remember the reproach of your widowhood any more. For your Maker is your husband, Yahweh of hosts is his name, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the Elohim of all the whole earth shall he be called. For Yahweh has called you like a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when you were refused, says your Elohim. For a small moment have I forsaken you, but with great mercies will I gather you. In a little wrath I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on you, says Yahweh, your Redeemer. For this is like the waters of Noah to me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah would no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be angry with you nor rebuke you. For the mountains will depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness will not depart from you, neither will the covenant of my peace be removed, says Yahweh, who has mercy upon you. O you afflicted, tossed with tempest and not comforted, understand that I will lay your stones with fair colors and lay your foundations with sapphires. And I will make your windows out of agates, and make your gates out of carbuncles, and I will make all of your borders out of pleasant stones, and all your children will be taught by Yahweh, and great will be the peace of your children. In righteousness will you be established. You will be far from oppression, for you will not fear, and you will be far from terror, for it will not come near you. Understand, they will surely gather together, but not from because of me. Whoever shall gather together against you will fall for your sake. Behold, I have created the smith that blows the coals on the fire, and who brings forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that will rise up against you in judgment you will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh, and their righteousness is of me, says Yahweh. End of chapter.